My parenting must be guided by my long-term vision of the type of character I would want to build into my child when he or she is 30 years old. It must not be guided by his opinion about me. Because on a day-to-day basis, the child, being the drama king and queen that he or she is, will never come to a point where they are able to accept your reasons 100%. No child has been transformed by reasoning alone. So from that perspective, if we want to institute or implement any disciplinary measures or apply a certain consequence, whom we know will be for their good in the long term, there is really no need to get their approval or buy in or get their signature on the form, so to speak. The key thing is this: our parenting must be guided by our long-term vision for the child. And if we have a clear long-term vision of character for our child, that would prevent us from disciplining out of anger, that would discipline, that would help to stop us from disciplining just from the seat of our pants. We first of all need to be very clear about our vision for the child. It is a leadership issue, and leaders do not live by the opinion and feedback of others. A leader is clear about the long-term vision that he has. People who are concerned with what other people think are politicians. They are not leaders. So if we want to be able to execute consistent policies and strategies at home, let me just remind us here about the parenting creed. The four parenting creed that we ought to have. Number one is, I know what I'm doing. You must be decisive about what you want to do at home. Secondly, I know where I'm going. You have a vision to guide your decisions. Thirdly, I know what I want, and I'm going to communicate it clearly and not beat around the bush. And I know I'm going to get it. And I know I'm going to get it because I know it is for the good of the child. So in essence, effective parenting can only take place if you spend more time focusing on your vision for the child rather than on what he thinks about you. Think about it.